WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. There's Thursday night Home Talent League baseball action going on tonight, and in our featured broadcast, we will have Wisconsin Dells at Casanova. Pre-game for that contest will be at 7:10, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game, so that can be heard later on right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, as well as on WRCO.com and the Civic Media app. Speaking of Phil Nee, Phil has more high school sports all-conference news for today.
The SWAL all-conference softball selections have been recognized for the year. Cuba City won the league, going 12-2 under head coach Megan Rogeman, who was named the Coach of the Year. Quinn Schultz, the coach of Mineral Point, and Corey Grassel, the coach of Boscobel, saw their teams finish at 11-3. Fenimore went 9-5. Iowa Grant 7-7. Southwestern 3-11. Riverdale 2-12. And Darlington 1-13. First team all conference from Boscobel, three seniors: Greta Grassel, Aaron Knowles, and Cosette Wetter. From Cuba City, Peyton Guile, a junior, and Ella Vosberg, Cuba City sophomore Josie Cruiser, and junior Ayla Nolan round out the first team. From Fenimore, senior Jenna James, sophomore Kiana Fearer, and junior Wren Hippenbecker. From Iowa Grant, two seniors, Bentley Cutts and Lily Pettit. From Mineral Point, junior Liz Kaufman, sophomore Mandy Cabot, and Jaden Schultz. Also Ava Ingwell, a freshman. And Southwestern's Lauren Keller, a junior, rounds out the first team. Honorable mention SWAL softball players. From Darlington, Lila Norgard. Fenimore's Kylie Cole and Addison Meckley. Iowa Grant's Lakin Holman, Elsie Linscheid, and Casey Lindner. Mineral Point's Eliza Ingwell, and from Riverdale, two honorable mentions, Macy McKay, a sophomore, and freshman, Jocelyn Adams. Southwestern's Alana Splinter and Haley Brandt round out the honorable mention. The player of the year was Greta Grassel, a recently graduated senior from the Boscobel Bulldogs. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Starter Freddie Peralta shut out the Los Angeles Angels for six innings. Then the bullpen kept the Angels off the scoreboard for three more in a 2-0 win last night. Trevor McGill earned his 15th save as the Brewers took the series and moved a season-high 14 games over the 500 mark. A double by Christian Yelich was the only extra base hit in the pitch-dominated contest. Yelich, who also stole a base in the eighth inning and allowed him to score an insurance run on a single by Willy Adames. The West Coast swing continues for the Brewers tonight as they will be in San Diego to take on the Padres, with Bryce Wilson getting the start. The first pitch for that contest from San Diego will be at 8:40, and you'll be able to hear the game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 8:05. Wisconsin men's and women's hockey teams will be part of the Winter Classic to be played in Wrigley Field. The Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes will be two of the teams playing on a field built on a turf where the Chicago Cubs play their home games. The Big Ten Conference hasn't announced details yet. The women's team from Wisconsin and Ohio State have met in the national championship game, ending the last two seasons, with each winning once. The games are expected to be held in January, but that has not been confirmed. And an off-season list of the top NFL quarterbacks doesn't give Jordan Love a lot of love. The analysts at the Draft Scout established levels like elite, playoff quarterbacks, and young guns. Of course, Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes was at the top. Buffalo's Josh Allen and Cincinnati's Joe Burrow were elite. Six players were named as playoff quarterbacks, but Love wasn't included. The draft scout ranked him 11th and at the top of the list of the young guns. The web article acknowledges his performance down the stretch last year and said a repeat would mean he moves up.